Railway News via remote. Tommy McNeil.
Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha shooting that became a flashpoint in the debate over guns and racial injustice in the United States. The 18-year-old began to choke up and fell forward toward the defense table and then hugged one of his attorneys as he heard a court clerk recite not guilty five times. A sheriff's deputy whisked him out of a back door. The verdict is the politically combustible case, which was met with anger and disappointment from those who saw Rittenhouse as a vigilante and a wannabe cop, and relief in a sense of vindication from those who regarded him as a patriot who took a stand against lawlessness and exercised his Second Amendment right to carry a gun and to defend himself. Supporters donated more than $2 million toward his legal defense. Thousands of Afghans have applied for temporary admission into the United States for humanitarian-ish reasons, but few have been approved since the Taliban recaptured control of their homeland. Federal immigration officials say more than 28,000 Afghans have applied for what's known as humanitarian parole, but only about 100 of them have been approved. Mexican authorities discovered more than 400 migrants transiting the country in the back of two semi-trailers. Not far from where two migrant caravans were more visibly and slowly making their way north. The migrants were held by authorities in a walled yard until federal immigration agents could retrieve them. There was about the Veracruz Human Rights Commission said after visiting them, there were more than 400, some are very dirty, covered in mud and more. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Friday called on the U.S. to respect his country's electoral system ahead of the weekend's regional election. His comments come after the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere and Western Affairs, Kevin O'Reilly, told a government hearing that Venezuelan elections were not free and fair. Speaking on state TV, Maduro called on voters to vote against U.S. imperialism. The U.S. and several other countries withdrew recognition of Maduro after accusing him of rigging his most recent re-election as president. The stakes for the local contest, which will be held on Sunday, were raised when the main opposition parties earlier this year agreed to participate for the first time since the year 2017. The U.S. is opening COVID-19 vaccine boosters to all adults and urging them for anyone 50 and older. That decision Friday seeks to simplify what has been a confusing list of who's eligible. Now, for anyone 18 or older, the only requirement is to be at least 6 months past their last dose of Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, or 2 months past the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The government is trying to get ahead of rising coronavirus cases that experts fear could snowball into a winter surge with upcoming holiday travel. Germany's coronavirus situation is so grave that the lockdown, including people who have been vaccinated, cannot be ruled out. That's according to the health minister, as Austria said it would go back into full lockdown from Monday. Markets reeled on the prospect of a possible German lockdown, with bond yields turning negative and the euro and stock markets falling sharply. Austria will become the first country in Western Europe to reimpose a full lockdown this autumn to tackle a new wave of infections and will require its whole population to be vaccinated as of February. Germany reported more than 53,000 new coronavirus cases and 201 deaths on Friday. The U.S. House has handed U.S. President Joe Biden a marquee victory. It has approved his far-reaching, roughly $2 trillion social and environmental bill. It happened Friday after Democrats cast aside disputes that for months had stalled the measure and hampered efforts to sell their priorities to voters. The House vote was 220 to 213 as every Democrat but one backed the package over unanimous Republican opposition. The measure now heads to the U.S. Senate, where changes are certain. Disputes between cost-conscious moderates and progressives who seek bold policy changes will flare and anew. But now Democrats are happy to declare victory. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.